everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect today. High temperature up to about 93. The heat index will be 105 or higher with a sun and cloud mix and scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening for some lucky towns. Overnight low temperature tonight, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110 both days. Mid-90s on Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend. Could be a couple of stronger storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Elevate News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Clanton Mayor Billy Joe Driver has died after a battle with COVID-19. He served the city of Clanton for decades, first as a member of the fire department before being elected mayor. Driver was set to announce his retirement later this year. State health officials say hospitalization numbers are trending in the wrong direction. As of Thursday, more than 1,200 confirmed coronavirus patients were in hospitals across Alabama. State health officer Dr. Scott Harris says these numbers are not sustainable. And state lawmakers were back in Montgomery Thursday for budget hearings. The Senate Budget Committee heard from state agency leaders about the impact COVID-19 will have on next year's budgets. According to the Legislative Services Office, the budgets appear stable right now. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than dead. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. Stock market is up 219 points. The temperature outside is hot, 89 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you
doing? It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
I'm thrilled. I'm mega thrilled. I'm really thrilled. I'm thrilled. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Man, we got a lot going on here today. So you were saying there was breaking news at the end of the show, of your show. I was talking to my neighbor who wanted to do a private show. It's kind of hot outside. I said, I got to go. I'm melting. So tell me about the breaking news.
The Wall Street Journal reported that Hagia Sophia, you know, essentially built Justinian the First, the Byzantine Empire that goes all the way back to, you know, the 6th century, a great cathedral in the, you know, 1,000 years, a little less than that later, the Muslims conquer it. It becomes a mosque. Under Ataturk in the 1930s, it became a museum. He's trying to be secular, say, hey, Christians, Muslims can come here. It's sort of a cultural shrine. And now a court in Turkey, with the support of President Erdogan, has declared, no, it must be a mosque again.
Is he playing to his base?
Yeah. You got to watch out for that guy.
Really? Man, keep a close eye on him. Particularly wants to reunite the Ottoman Empire.
Right. Yeah, good luck with that.
Be wary of those kind of people out there. Okay, so a lot kind of going on here. Number one, Judge Emmett Sullivan has asked for the full court of appeals to own the Michael Flynn thing.
Of course he has.
Now, I want to tell you something. If this is not stall, and this is not intentional, I don't know what is. So first of all, let's hear KT McFarland flying off the handle on this whole thing. And also, Durham may delay his report till after the election. Now, I have a little bit different insight, but KT McFarland is going to fly off the handle on that, plus Sullivan.
Can you update us on that in terms of how that's going or what the time frame is, when we can expect to see that report?
Representative Bill Barr.
Well, he's moving, very diligently. I'm not involved in the day-to-day work of that. I haven't given him any timelines, and we haven't discussed a timeline as to when he thought it would be complete. Based on my general knowledge of the things he's looking at and has to look at in the future, I wouldn't think that he'd be in a position for quite a few months.
7 months after that, from Attorney General Bill Barr, John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe is still ongoing. Fox News learning exclusively that the special prosecutor is under pressure to wrap up his investigation by the end of summer. But sources close to Durham say several lines of investigation are not complete, and he may be forced to punt until after the election. With us now is KT McFarland. I guess the point here is, if this thing, it's not even being covered now by those on the left, if it goes past the election, yeah, it could be forgotten altogether.
It'll die. You'll never see it again. It'll die a natural death. Here's why they're doing this, is because they think Joe Biden might win. And if Joe Biden wins, you are never going to see this report see the light of day. I mean, this is what the bureaucracy does. This is how the swamp acts. There's something that's gone wrong. So what do? The department circles the wagons. They may fire a couple of low-level guys. They get a retirement plan. They have early retirement. The head of the agency says, well, we got rid of the bad guys. You know, we've changed a few rules. We're never going to have these problems again. And justice is never served. That's what the FBI director has done throughout. And now, when we thought maybe the attorney general would finally investigate the investigators, finally bring some judgment, justice and closure to this, now we're hearing delay, obfuscation, yep, blue smoke and mirrors, this excuse, that excuse. Look, bottom line, justice delayed is justice denied.
Okay. Joey, go back to the beginning of that piece. I'll tell you when to stop it, but they say something that's very important in here about Fox News has learned. Go ahead.
Can you update us on that in terms of how that's going or what the time frame is, when we can expect to see that report?
Well, he's moving, very diligently. I'm not involved in the day-to-day work of that. I haven't given him any timelines, and we haven't discussed a timeline as to when he thought it would be complete. Based on my general knowledge of the things he's looking at and has to look at in the future, I wouldn't think that he'd be in a position, for quite a few months.
7 months after that, from Attorney General Bill Barr, John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe is still ongoing. Fox News learning exclusively that the special prosecutor is under pressure to wrap up his investigation by the end of summer. But
that Fox News has learned exclusively that the special prosecutor is under pressure to finish this by summer. Then, can you pick back up where we stopped it?
Russia probe is still ongoing. Fox News learning exclusively that the special prosecutor is under pressure to wrap up his investigation by the end of summer. But sources close to Durham say several lines of investigation are not complete, and he may be forced to punt until after the election.
Okay, he may be forced to punt after the election. Fox News has learned exclusively to wrap it up by the end of summer, which would put him in the window by August. And so you don't do the September, October time frame before the election. So they were told that it was going to wrap it up. And then Durham said there's several lines of the investigation that they have not finished. I'm not sure what would prevent them from going ahead, and people that they feel they've got is to go ahead and indict and let that go through the process. Let's go back to KT McFarland on the second part of her talking about this. And she's pretty upset about this.
Well, it's interesting, KT, because, you have John Durham saying that he doesn't want this to be political. And the closer it gets to November, the more political it gets. Yeah. It's already political. He could release this tomorrow, and it's going to be politicized by both sides. So do you buy that argument of not wanting this to be political?
No, it's already political. I mean, is it going to get a little more political, a little less political? Come on, it's political enough as it already is. It's explosive stuff. You know, the attorney general himself has come out on a number of occasions and said he's very upset by this. He's troubled by what he's seen. Even suggesting that, you know, that maybe there was an action against the president of the United States to prevent him from governing. We have now seen documents that have come out, handwritten notes. This is not anonymous sources deep from the bureaucracy trace. This is actual documents, handwritten notes, transcripts. There was a lot of bad stuff that went on. And if this just lingers and dribbles on forever, it will never see the light of day. And it will show that the swamp has won, and won probably permanently.
Interesting. Now, she's very upset with this. I can understand because she has a vested interest in it. Now she's going to be asked about Emmett Sullivan.
This month, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan should drop the Michael Flynn prosecution. Well, today, Judge Sullivan says now he wants the whole court. He wants en banc court. That means all 11 justices to rule on this. Your thoughts on that?
You know, again, this is one of the longest running soap operas in political history. Mike Flynn is not guilty of anything. The phone call he made was fine. This is yet another attempt, and this was the Justice Department knew from the get-go there was nothing to this. So what did they do? They prosecuted Flynn for years.
Now this is going to be interesting because the makeup of the court is 7 Democrats and 4 appointed Republicans. The 3 judge panel were 2 Republicans and 1 Democrat, and it was a 2-1 decision. So they could go in and do a vote of the entire court. Very unusual that they do this, by the way. Do a vote of the entire court, and the entire court could say, yeah, we want to hear this thing again. Just take it a majority. And it could be a 7-4 split, which could stretch this on for a while. Unless they all said, and we're going to do this as fast as possible. But this is nothing but trying to slow things down. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we've got more. Robert Ray, former DOJ and prosecutor.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922A, that's where we are. Okay, Robert Ray, former prosecutor, I believe, he is going to weigh in now on the, we have a setup opening, and then he's going to discuss Durham's delay.
First of all, President Obama and Joe Biden spied on my campaign. They don't like to say it's President Obama. He knew everything. He was probably in charge of it or was in charge of it. Joe Biden... I don't know if he knows where he is, but he was there. He knew everything.
President Trump lashing out there at the Russia probe as U.S. Attorney John Durham is pressured to wrap up his investigation of its origins by the end of the summer. And Judge Emmett Sullivan is now asking a full federal appeals court to review the ruling ordering him to dismiss the Michael Flynn case. Let's dive into those two topics with former federal prosecutor Robert Ray. Bill Barr has said on a couple of occasions that he believed the Durham investigation would be wrapped up by the end of the summer. Now sources are telling Fox News that if he doesn't wrap it up soon, he may wait to release the results until after Election Day because he doesn't want to alter the course of the election. Does that seem appropriate to you?
Well, John, if that's true, that would be profoundly disappointing. I mean, my own sense is there are two equally important principles involved. One is that there are to be no October surprises. In other words, bringing charges shortly before an election, which would have potentially have an untoward effect on the political or the electoral process. But also, an equally important principle is that if results in that investigation can be timely released, and generally that's thought to be, on or before Labor Day, the public is entitled to know whether or not crimes were committed by the collection of Comey, Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, and others with regard to the FISA court abuses, as well as the, engineering of the Russia collusion investigation. And it seems to me that in an ideal world, both of those things can be accomplished, namely that you can avoid an October surprise, but also get to the bottom of this and to conclusions before the end of the summer.
Now, one thing to think about is that all of this had a beginning in politics. It was done during the 2016 campaign. I believe it was politically motivated. I think that because that was the siege to this was political. Mm-hmm. I say to hell with the general election because with the Democrats have tried to do nothing but stall to get exactly to this point. And if something comes out of you and you're in politics and you shouldn't have done it if you're shouldn't have done all the bad things you did if you didn't want this to upset the election. So sorry, but the public needs to know about this. Let's go to phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Good afternoon. I'm up in Prattville at Johnny Rainwater's house.
All right.
And when I cleaned it the other day, I got it so squeaky clean. And, you know, I clean these things off by hand. I don't use a pressure washer. His wife said when they got home that night, she asked if I cleaned the inside, too. He said, damn.
It's going to be red top painting and maid service.
Oh, no, it ain't going to happen, bro. And, you know, I was telling Joey this earlier today. Y'all signal in Montgomery has dropped dramatically. I don't know why, but up in Preble.
One of the squirrels is pregnant right now, so she can't run as fast.
Oh, gosh. Well,
it's sad for our signal, but it is adorable.
Yes. Well, guys, if you say it's a squirrel, I shouldn't complain because they're my pals. And ironically, I can't get a cell phone signal at Johnny's house, but your station is coming up really good.
Well, the reason is the tower is when you go over the river bridge to Preble, it's on your right-hand side.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when y'all moved the tower, that's when things went away.
No, let me tell you, we dropped wattage. When we were at the 107.9, that was the best we had.
Yeah, and when the Christian station butted up right against y'all, I do believe they have more wattage than you do. And of course, the 92.3, you know, the country station for a non-country guy, this is punishment. I want to remind you, Joey, everybody, where we were 3.5 years ago. Let's put this in perspective. And I mentioned this earlier. I said things are going to get a hell of a lot worse. Founding. We were at the point then where we had the Bush tape come out with Donald Trump. There was women after women after women. Hillary was going to win 60, 70, 80%. Okay, I'm starting to get a deja vu of this stuff, Dan. It's just kind of rolling around. And I know all this stuff is painful, but let's keep in mind Fox 2 is owned by Disney, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we got to keep in mind that Mickey Mouse is giving this information. So how much am I supposed to give a damn about what Mickey Mouse says? You know what I mean?
So you're saying Mickey Mouse is deep throat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Or is that me?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. So, but on another quick note, on France, the news from France yesterday, an unbelievable interview, 15-minute interview with the new ambassador to the European Union. The guy that took, Sondland's place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real good. They discussed in depth the pullout of Germany, and he reiterated, was it Obama that moved all the tanks over there, or was it Trump that kind of beefed up things for a little while?
It wasn't Obama.
Okay, it must have been Trump at the beginning of his administration. They really beefed up stuff around Ukraine and all that. It seems, and she asked him about Ukraine, he says it's not an issue. So Ukraine has been totally forgotten on that level, and he said, we feel, and we've told the Germans this is the best route to defend Germany.
Yeah, it's Ronald J. Gidwitz.
Yes, sir. Thank you. He was very good.
I can name that ambassador in three notes. I like that.
Yeah. And it was on France 2020, which comes on at 5 o'clock on TBS. And then I saw a 15-minute interview on PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff with our current labor, or is it trade negotiator or labor guy. And they had in-depth discussions about the U.S. MCA agreement, and they already got plans in action to move supply chains to America and have the Americas, North and South America, the king of the medical supply chain in the world. And he gave lots of examples. Judy Rogers kept going back and forth saying, poor handling of this, poor handling of this. And he said, well, and then they went over Joe Biden's plan, and everything in Joe Biden's plan, Donald Trump has already done.
There you go.
Everything.
Yeah, it's deja vu all over again.
Oh, yeah. So, and he kept saying over and over again, Judy Woodruff didn't like this, that Joe Biden's been there for 44 years. Why didn't he solve those problems when he was there 44 years?
There you go.
So thank you, somebody, for saying that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be said a million times if he ever gets out on the campaign trail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be very obvious. So I am discouraged about what I heard today, but I'm trying to keep things in perspective with where we were 3.5 years ago. Things did not look good for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago, the summer before the election, did they?
Yeah, I think this also might be a head fake, too. I think that's another possibility.
Yes, yes. Okay, guys, y'all have a great weekend. It's going to be hot as hell, but I'm just trying not to listen to the weather because they make you miserable.
Oh, man. You know what I mean? When they get heat index above 100, I was sitting there talking to my neighbor before I went to the show. I mean, I was roasting, like fried bacon.
Dan, it was 100, 110 degrees our whole damn childhood. There was no such thing as a heat index. And I'm sorry, grinding it into my head like COVID-19. It's just getting a little old. It's summer. It's hot. Deal with it.
It's Montgomery. We're tough. Have a good one, buddy. Go jump in the Alabama River. Sam, John D., coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now, we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Jannie King, the king of clean.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Rioting, looting, vandalism, it's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect today. High temperature up to about 93. The heat index will be 105 or higher, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening for some lucky towns. Overnight low temperature tonight, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110 both days. Mid-90s on Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend. Could be a couple of stronger storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Hey, a couple of reminders for you. Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing today, 2:30 to 2:45. $60 gift card, or you call it a gift basket. $60 worth of goodies you put in there. But let me tell you something you can put in there. You can call 280-FARM and call them today and order a Boston butt or two slabs of ribs, either one for $25. Now, Reed just texted me that. That's not kind of a public demand type thing. It's for you guys. So take advantage of it. He said he's got plenty this time. So give him a call, reserve it so they'll know how many to cook, and get ready to have the meal of your life. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Boston butt, $25. Two slabs of St. Louis style ribs for $25. That is a great deal. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, good afternoon. Pleasure to talk to you.
How's your stay in Montgomery?
Sir, you got a great memory. I've had two good days. Mr. Redtop was correct. It was hot yesterday. I patched the roof. And you know what? The sun, it was overcast yesterday morning. And as soon as I got on the roof, the sun came out. And I worked as fast as I could, but it was amazing what it snapped out of me. But I just wanted to say, I'm leaving town right now at 12 noon, high noon. I was at Sweet Creek. They're doing a brisk business. I got me the big Raging Cajun. I went with the roast beef and the horseradish and a side of potato salad. And I love that there were two peacocks and one chicken that was working the crowd, and we were all feeding them. And the chicken got the chicken got about a spoonful of my potato salad, but it was delicious. And
you didn't see the sign that said, "Don't feed the chickens"?
Listen, you know. That's like me with these mask times. I pretend like I don't see them.
Well, and before you keep going, Sam, it's funny. Jeff Sessions recently did a speaking event there at Sweet Creek, I think this past Monday. Yeah, and the press seemed to focus more on the chicken, some in the local press. Walking around Jeff.
Yes, sir. And also, did you notice with Jeff, some people saw
this
when they brought the sandwich out, the big Cuban. It looked like Jeff was trying to wrap his lips around a mason jar. big sandwich and little man. Yeah, well, anyway.
There are big sandwiches.
Listen, I didn't see Reed. They were, like I said, they were busy. But I got me the half basket of Chilton County peaches, and they're beautiful. And I'll be back up here in a couple of days.
Well, you drive safe. You drive safe on the way home, and I'm glad you got to drive by Sweet Creek.
Dan, I'm so proud of Reed. Usually when I pull in somebody's parking lot with his old truck, they asked if it broke down, but they didn't give me any trouble. Hey, can I get in on the drawing, please?
Give me month and day of birth, Sam.
3/5.
What time do we do the drawing?
2:30, 2:45.
That's it, buddy. You listen in, okay?
Hey, listen, I'm having a good week, and I hope y'all are good and will too.
You take care, Sam. Right. Drive safe. Let me go to John D. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm in a low place. This reminds me of when I went to college
for a whole, they just came out with chicken McNuggets, and I ate them for like every meal for a week. Mm. And it started doing things to my mind. I've been reading CNN now.
Oh.
I know. I know. Let's put it this way. You know, if they were covering local events, the headline would be, Dan Morris has stress test, but results clouded in mystery. Right? And then the story beneath it would be, sources say Clark ready to assume leadership role.
Good God.
But past ties to conservative murky interest. Oh, good God. I mean, you know, oh, I can't. Hey, but on a positive note, everybody talks about Sweet Creek. Okay. And they talk about the ribs and the Cuban. Let me just put in a plug for the cookies. Those cookies are as big as a hubcap on a Honda Civic. All right, and they got chocolate, and they got peanut butter, and they got one called the Swamp. And the first time I ate that cookie, I woke up 6 hours later in a hotel room in Tupelo, Mississippi. Didn't know how I got there. The TV was tuned into Fox News, and my wallet keys were on the credenza.
And there was now, a good-looking redhead that was with you.
Oh, no. But, look, talk about Judge Emmett Sullivan, okay? This reminds me of the Bugs Bunny episode. And Judge Sullivan, no disrespect intended, remember the little French chef that was just intent on cooking Bugs Bunny?
Yep.
And he just got Bugs Bunny drove him nuts by the end of the show. You know, he just made up it. And he was just going bonkers. That's like Judge Sullivan. And if you think about these appellate judges, right? They're sitting there going, really? Really? So you're going to come up here, you've accused the guy of treason, you've basically, according to our fellow judges below, you've denied him his basic constitutional rights, and done things that no other judge has done in this courtroom, and now you're appealing this, and you're calling him everything but a child of God, and so if we rule in your favor, then he gets to go back before you and have a fair proceeding?
There you go.
How does that work?
Yeah, really. Well, and this is so troubling to me because this is obviously a major delay tactic. It's and there's this agenda. You can feel an agenda is at play here.
You can see it. You don't just have to feel it. You can smell it. You can see it with your own eyes. But I just hope that there are enough judges on there that would say, you know, I'm sorry. So, in other words, if we rule in your favor, then what happens next? And what happens next is General Flynn gets to go appear before a judge who would like to eat his liver with some fava beans based on what he's written about him. And how is that? That is just the most un-American thing. At least hope if the court even rule for the judge's favor, at least they would have the decency to say, you know what, Judge, you raised some good points, but you can't sit on this case anymore.
Yeah, that's an interesting proposition, is to have him stand down from the case.
Right. You can't be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And now, you know, somebody once said you can't be the judge and jury in your own case. Well, Judge Sullivan wants to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner in his own case. And it's now Judge Sullivan's case. But the hypocrisy, you know, and you look at all the stuff, you look at the stuff with Roger Stone, and remember they were supposedly looking at Democrats for some of the Mueller stuff. Remember that? The Podesta's brother, all that? It's like COVID-19 the day after the election, if Biden wins, right? Yeah. Can you imagine the new secretary on January 21st of HHS calling the vaccine companies and going, hey, don't need it. Went away.
Yeah.
We're not talking about COVID anymore. We're done.
We're done. No more reporting. No more reporting of cases.
Anyway. Well, look, it's hot out there, but let me, like I said, the Sweet Creek is the jewel of Montgomery, and I plan to be there this weekend and loading up on some ribs and some cookies and the delicious barbecue sauce. Thank you very much.
Well, I may see you down there.
All right. Good luck.
Take care, John D. A couple of reminders here. Mortgage Corporation of the South We do a drawing with them for a $50 gift card every Thursday. Who gets in there? Anybody that comes in and says, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South, $50 gift card, dinner on John Williams. Let me tell you something, folks. They're solving people's problems. I've referred friends and clients to John. That's how much I think about him. He solves problems. He gets things done. And I like that in a person. Say you got great credit. Say your credit's not so good. He can help either group out by calling 567-9000, 567-9000, John Williams Mortgage Corporation of the South. Give him a call. Let me go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I'd like to give a little testimony that personally happened to me last night, Dan, if I could.
Sure.
Well, last night our power went out in our subdivision as I came home from work, and of course it being hot, so I went out and went and found me a restaurant, a chain restaurant, and I could sit down and eat and have a meal and still stay cool because Alabama Power is supposed to get it fixed at 9:30. This young man came up to me, a server. I'm not going to mention his name or the restaurant, but he came up to me and he says, "Don't you remember me? Recognize me?" Because he had his mask on, you know. And I said, "No." I said, "Take your mask down. Let me look." I was like, "Oh yeah, I remember you. You were the manager at Starbucks up there at Bond and Taylor." He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Why are you here?" He goes, "Well, my mom had some health issues, and I had to move back to Macon, Georgia. So I went back to Macon, Georgia, and I wanted to come back." And I said, "Okay, so you're a manager at Management Skills. Why are you serving, you know, at this restaurant, you know?" And it's interesting, we got into a conversation about politics. He considered himself a progressive, and I kind of questioned and asked him, "What makes you think that you are a progressive?" And he told me some things, but he said, "I love the American flag. I love this country, da-da-da, the statues going down is disgraceful, the looting, this and this and everything." And I asked him, "What makes you progressive?" And he said that the government should be doing some more social programs and stuff like that. And I said, "I thought about you, Joey." I said, "You sound like almost like a libertarian." And because less government. So the next thing you know, we were just talking about politics, and he seemed we had to have more in common together, you know. So I asked him, this is the craziest thing that it scared me. You know about that lady, was it in Atlanta? Her son was the police officer that shot the guy, and they fired her because of that and let her go?
Right.
Well, we didn't get into that. So I asked him, I was like, "Did you go back to Starbucks and try to get yourself the management position back?" He says, "Matter of fact, I did." He said, "I went into the interview and I sat down, and this two people came in and they were like within 2 feet physically from me in my personal space. And one of them had rainbow colored hair, like the LGBT Rainbow Coalition hair, you know?" And they started asking him questions about the position and the job back at Starbucks again as being a manager. And he answered the questions truthfully. And, you know, I said, "Well, why didn't you get your job? You're here." And you know what he told me?
What?
He says that they told him that he was not progressive enough.
Wow.
Amazing. So now people are discriminating against him because he's not like them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And here's what's happening is, people are discriminating against other people because of what they believe in. And what you believe in is about as American as you can be. But if you're going to discriminate because somebody believes a particular thing, then we as a country have a real problem.
And Soldier Boy, the most absurd example of the point you're making is, have you seen the videos of usually these kind of 20-something-year-old white women yelling at black police officers?
Yes.
During protests? It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, it was amazing because asked him what his political affiliation was, and he told him he was a progressive. And then that's when they started asking more and more and more questions, and he wasn't as progressive as they wanted to be. He said that short of them telling him that's exactly what he felt, that he was not progressive enough for their agenda in order to hire him at Starbucks.
Yeah, I can see that.
So now we're going to... for example, I'm a Christian. If I had a business And I had a person who was fully qualified, and I knew it would be successful and great in that position and everything. And that person happened to be a witch and practice Wiccan, for example. I wouldn't hold that against that person.
Well, you can't. Race, creed, color, sex, or national origin.
Well, it just amazes me. Is this what it's going to... These little click groups are going to happen?
Yeah.
You can't get hired if you're qualified anymore.
Yeah, well, they're... When you listen to what they're doing and watch what they're doing, they're trying to perpetuate their own species. They're trying to eliminate a species of people who think differently than they do. Now, I'm using those terms intentionally because that's exactly where you're looking at Hitler, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge, you're looking at Mao. That's exactly what they wanted, to eliminate a species that did not think the way they did.
Yeah, you're going to be like us, or we're going to cut strings. And they're doing this to people's livelihoods. And this guy is more than qualified because he had worked there for 5 years as the manager, and just left because of medical reasons for his mother. But you would think the person would come back, they'd give him the job back. But he said that it was almost like an interrogation. And he said that's why he told me, even though he considers himself a progressive, he's going to vote for Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, I can't vote for the guy that's holding the bucket for the rest of the loonies, he said. But, it just seems unsurreal to me when you hear it from somebody else. It's different when you see it on Laura Ingraham or these other political shows and stuff, and in your show, too. But when you actually get to speak to somebody, like a live interview, that has actually happened to them, it hits home real quick.
What it does, you're more than welcome to hang on. I must go to a break and be back right after this.
Well, the knife will go and they ain't miss yet. The strong survive, they stay alive.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Soulja Boy wanted to hang on. Let's go back to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy?
Hey, Dan?
Yep.
You know, I guess, I'm good at marching, being prior military, And I guess I'm going to practice boycotting because I'm not spending a cent in a business that's got that typical, business setup.
Yeah, my son worked for Starbucks for a period of time, and he said the company was very generous with a lot of things, particularly health care, which is why he went there. But he said they are definitely, because my son has become more and more and more conservative as he's gotten older. Some of the things that came out of his mouth at 18 and some of the things that come out of his mouth at 32 are completely different.
you can start playing golf and listen to country western music too. I said to myself, let me think back. Starbucks originally came in from Seattle.
Yep.
So I shouldn't be surprised. Did your son ever mention anything that he felt any vibes of the political atmosphere and environment when he was working there?
He said that you definitely needed to be part of the liberal team. And so he kind of play-acted, as he said.
So he couldn't be coming in there with his Trump shirt?
No.
Well, I appreciate you. I just wanted to share that story out because it just got personal with me because I had known the manager for years, you know, and to see him being a server, which is nothing wrong with being a server, but for him being a manager and in management for so long with all that experience and everything, for him to be, you know, because he said he could have said what they wanted to hear. He felt that when he first went into the interview, and he said he was so happy that he didn't get go back because he said, I'd rather do this and make less money. He says, but I think he's, like he said, he's going to vote for Trump. I think he's kind of swung over himself. And the interesting thing is that we had a conversation before the salad and the unlimited breads came, you know, with it. We sat down. And you know what was interesting is that the most important part of communication is listening. A lot of people still haven't learned that when they get in their 50s. But we sat there and we talked, and though he said he was a progressive, I said, I'm ultra-conservative, but we still respected and listened to each other, and we respected the right to disagree. And that's what you need to, when you come to that table. But I think the loonies over there, so far to the left over there, they're being the puppet controllers of Joe Biden. You can't sit down with those people like Joey had just mentioned. They're screaming, hollering, and spitting in your face. You can't have a conversation when you sit down with that. And they're the ones that always want to sit down and talk. No, they don't. They want you to submit to them.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
The only option is for you to be like them. That's their only option.
Boy, world would be crazy if everybody was the same, Dan.
Well, but see, I'm a big history buff. And so if you look through what they wanted, whether it's North Korea, whether it's China, whether it's North Vietnam, is they wanted everybody to be the same.
That's true.
And follow one thought, one mind, one body.
It was kind of like Hitler did, too, during 1939, when he tried to burn those books.
Pol Pot, I mean, the Khmer Rouge.
Yeah.
You know, Mao, all of them.
Well, you know, I've watched too many times Valkyrie, the movie with Tom Cruise in it. And it's a history buff. You've seen that movie, haven't you?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Okay. Do you remember when the guy comes, the colonel comes in, and he's ready to arrest the SS guy, and he's got a cyanide pill in his mouth?
Okay.
And he goes in and he says, and Hitler's on the phone, evidently he survived, and he has his hand on the phone. He asked him, the colonel, are you a loyal member of the Democrat?